Sally Lloyd has worked around horses for most of her life. She ran the horse concession at Amelia Island's South Beach Park, and in 1995, her husband and she bought a horse farm in Hilliard in Nassau County as a hedge in case she lost her concession.
It was owned by the state, and you never knew how long you were going to stay there. And so we bought it kind of as an insurance policy to have a place for my horses. At that time, I had 20.
A few years after Sally bought her property in Hilliard, Sally decided to build a replica of a medieval castle on her horse farm.
It took 4 years to get it built. I basically was inspired from a trip I took in France. I did a little horseback riding tour. It's an Equitour where you rode from point A to point B to point C, and the highlight was staying the night at the castle, and I woke up with this beautiful bedroom with this old antiques and relics and so much history, and decided I had to have my own.
No one took her seriously at first.
Well, I started the process of trying to get plans set up and got kicked out of a lot of builders' offices because a lot of them just didn't have the imagination or thought I was some kooky lady that was crazy. But finally found one that was interested in it. We got plans built up. From those plans, we just progressed. Found a builder, a local builder, that we both really liked, and started it. Finally broke ground in 2002 and finished it in October of 2003.
She called her new home Country Day Castle. Sally always expected it to become a destination. She just didn't anticipate what it would be a destination for.
Really, I intended for it to become more of a corporate event kind of place where corporations would come out and use the castle and farm as a retreat for their employees and do like medieval festivals.
Instead, it became a very unique setting for weddings, remote enough to feel like a country chateau, but still drivable from all of Northeast Florida.
It was kind of a fluke, really. A wedding coordinator approached me. I seemed to be having a much better time selling the castle, as far as that goes, than the corporate events. The corporate companies still wanted to come out, but they wanted to do their little day in the country picnic kind of thing, more informal. But the brides really liked the formality and the mystique of the castle.
And that mystique helped Sally's castle wedding business make it through the recession.
Actually, that didn't really affect the weddings that much. I think they wanted to downscale and make things smaller, which suited us to a T.
In the early days, Sally did weddings with horses, including a few at which the entire wedding party was on horseback. But those days are over.
We basically recommend they do the carriage rides. The carriage rides work real well. The horseback ride, I would not recommend, especially in those beautiful dresses. But my horses are retired now. I'm down to A's.
Her business has built steadily by word of mouth and by internet searches. There aren't a lot of other castles in Nassau County, or in Northeast Florida for that matter. And it's something that Sally intends to continue to do.
Oh, I think I'll always do the weddings here. You never know. It's amazing how life changes, and you think that you're at the end of your rope and you don't see any light at the end of the tunnel. But, you know, whether you go through a life transition, whether it's a divorce or death of a loved one or lose your job, people lose hope and they just stop.
Sally says the wedding business is a life-affirming line of work.
It really is, and it's usually very good energy.
This is Closing the Loop. For WJCT News, I'm Warren Miller.